You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that we see. Let's talk about hair. Hey guys, it is Daniel Coy, aka Decoy. Some people call me. So we're going to go into our spin-offs, so to speak, from my last podcast. So we're going to be talking about red carpet looks today. And so when you become that go-to hairstylist for your celebrity, for your person in the public eye, be it a television person, be it a politician, be it a politician's wife, be it a housewife of New Jersey or New York or LA or Atlanta, you are expected to move the world. So of course there are different levels of things. So levels meaning, you know, you have a little bit more clout and a little bit more power, the more of an A-list celebrity they are. You know, the budget. You'll be getting paid a lot more for doing someone like, let's say, Jennifer Lopez or J-Lo. You know, compared to, I don't know, let's just say, a teen mom. You know, let's not name names. So you can really get a lot out of them for that. And then on top of that, you know, you can get free shit. You know, you call your companies, you call your good companies that you work with, and you're like, hey, I'm going to be doing a red carpet for, I don't know, the Emmy Awards, and my celebrity is going down the red carpet. So do you have, I use X, Y, and Z of your products, and so you can get products that way. You can send to new people that you've never reached out before. Now that you are literally creating a style for the red carpet that is going to be seen everywhere, that they want to be on it, you know? And then, of course, you can bring in your social media, and of course, you're going to do, well, hopefully you are not that person to be like, I need a pic. Baby, if it is worth anything, they will want to have a picture with you about the glam squad. So the ones that are thirsty for it, it's disheartening really for me, because I, you know, I'm not a name dropper. I just don't do that, but it doesn't matter. For God's sake, it doesn't matter. I just did an updo. Okay, fine. That's great. It's wonderful. I got paid. It's perfect. You know, and then I go walk down the street next to everybody in the world, and who are you? Exactly. Who cares? The one, you know, shut up. Who cares? Work harder. You know, like, you just... So anyway, okay, that was a rant. That was a major rant that I'm gonna move on. So then you need to really look at your kit, what you're bringing in that kit, because this is a prime opportunity to get you some content for your social media. So assuming you are early, because if you're on time, you're late. You're going to have the room all set up, be it the hotel room that the company has paid for, whether it's their place, whatever it may be. you're going to be set up early. You're going to set it up and do some stills of all the products you're going to be using. Hopefully you have a face chart if you're doing makeup. If you're doing hair, you'll have like the tools out and ready to go that everyone has sponsored you. So this is your big payback for them. You know, and depending on your client, you know, maybe she'll hold it. You know, maybe she'll be like, oh yeah, let me take a picture of this. This is so great. Or, Lou, let's do a boomerang of you doing my hair. Okay. You know, so get creative. You know, get them involved. Some of them don't want to do shit. So you're like, all right, never mind. So you just take, you have that photo, though, set up at her station. And you just, you know, just back up the photo a little bit just to get some more surroundings. To make it look kind of legit. You know, if they have like an Emmy Award, just be like, boop, hey guys. You know, like totally get into it. So that is basically, there's more. What am I talking about? you do their hair. They're beautiful. They're wonderful. So when you're designing hair for the red carpet, like there's a thousand things to think about. One, the mass market of your celebrity. Like, who is their target market? Who are we trying to impress? You know? Like, are they trying to, like, what is the event that they're going to? What should they look like? What should they feel like? What mood are we trying to turn heads? Are we really trying to make it, like, wow, yes? Or are we just trying to be like, all right, she's put together? Or, oop, look at her new mop on her head. You know? So you gotta figure that out. You gotta see what they even want. Do they want an updo? Do they want a downdo? Do they want a sideways do? You know, like, who knows? You need to create a very open relationship with them. You need to really, like, anything can happen. Anything and everything will happen. From changing the style, or, ooh, I don't like that curl, or, ooh, it's falling, So, but we're there. Keeping it up, holding it strong, using more hairspray than we've ever used before in our life, and then we send them on their way. Unless they really have you hooked and you're there to like set them up after step and repeat. Whew. For those of you who don't know what a step and repeat is, it's basically a carpet that has X's on it, and behind it is all the sponsors for the event, and the actor will go down, be in front of different photographers, she'll pose, photos will happen, and then she'll move to the next round. So sometimes you're there for that. I was there for that a lot with Vanessa. Almost everyone, we do her, and then we go to the event. Whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So there's that. And then it's from there, it's, you know, collect your coin, clean up, you know, make sure you leave some wipes if they really want to. You know, some clients are just like, no, just leave it, it's fine, I just have whatever. And you just keep on moving. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So now you can follow me on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official. You can also jump on Facebook and Twitter at Daniel Coy to find out more about me and my craziness that's going on. And then you can also send me a DM. I always love a DM. A question or two, let me know. I like it. I love it. I'm here to educate you through entertaining. I want you to be entertained so that you can get education. Let me know. I would love to come to a city near you and have a one-on-one, have a group, have, oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying that, education classes in a salon, in a school, where we can learn. All right, guys, this has been, wow, this is a long one for you. So let me know how it goes. Toots magoots.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical, Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.